We're going to visit with Mayor Tom Erdman for the city of Carrington. And Mayor Tom Erdman joins us once a month to fill us in on the regular city council meeting for the city of Carrington. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Greg.
Thanks for joining us. How's it going this morning?
Well, pretty good. Kind of early, you know, on this retirement. I don't get up as early as I used to, so this is a little before my schedule, but I'll get a lot more done today, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, another nice start to the morning, too, right?
Yeah, very nice day. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Looking forward to a good day of men's day on the golf course this afternoon.
Oh, good deal. So. Yeah. Be some good times out there and getting a lot of golf in this summer here.
I kind of changed my fishing mode the end of June to golfing, so I've been doing that all the month of July and now through August. So I guess I got to wait for the fish to turn on again in September and then kind of move back over to my other bad habit, I guess.
Yeah. All righty. Well, let's see. We got to talk about the regular city council meeting for the city of Carrington. This was from Monday, the 8th. And we'll just kind of run down the agenda items. So you got a couple things to talk about in the regular agenda, right?
Yep, that's correct. Kelly Hoggle addressed the council, and he was also at Public Works. And, you know, he's talking about his property just east of the High Plains there. It's kind of a wet, swampy area. And we come to an agreement, and there was a motion made by the city council to approve his preliminary design to alter the drain, of which now he needs to take that to the Foster County Water Board for approval and maybe even has to go to the state North Dakota Water Resource Department. But that's finally in the works and moving forward. Then the other regular agenda item was our agreement with Foster County Assessor's Office. I, of course, met with the commissioners because they raised the rate from $7,500 a year to $15,000 for the coming year. And they held their ground on the $15,000, but what's happened with our city assessor, we used to have a part-time person, but then the state requires 80 hours of continuing ed, and we just found that that's almost impossible to have a part-time person on staff to, you know, to handle 80 hours of continuing ed. So we've contracted with Foster County. Karen Evans and Rachel Stokes are the employees that handle the assessor for our city, and we have a contract that we agreed to here on Monday night. Then the other regular agenda item, of course, is a transfer of $300,000 from our 1% additional 1% city sales tax towards the street project that was back in 2014. So that's basically helping property owners reduce their special assessments towards that street project. And this is year number 8, and then we actually refinanced that bond, so we're thinking that that bond will come due 2 years earlier, so we still would have 5 years left, but we're still living up to the agreement we've made with the people when they voted in the additional 1 cent city sales tax that we would use $300,000 a year towards helping reduce special assessments.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's run down the committee reports. First up, fire department.
Right. Ken Wong and, of course, the chief reported on just basically one city fire right after the fireworks. Somebody apparently threw some hot cinders into a dumpster, and dumpsters full of, kind of caused a confined fire, but it definitely was a fire. So the department got called out on that. And then also they had this past month, they had one rural call out to Borgelak where there was a semi truck that burnt up. And so that's what they're doing. And then they found out that our main tanker pumper truck, there's some pumping or pressure issues. So they have that up in Minot getting worked on. And of course, all this stuff costs a lot of money between, I think that one, this next repair is like $5,000 or $6,000, but that's just part of, they test these pumps and all these trucks constantly, and they need to be working when you need them. So just to protect the residents and to protect the firefighters, we have to have good equipment. And they've done an excellent job of maintaining this equipment. Then we can jump into finance and legal. I guess our city sales tax is still running a little bit above last year's record. Last year, one cent generated $467,000, and we usually budget around $400,000. So that's always good to see that we got sales activity in our city that exceed what we're budgeting. So that's looking pretty good. We also approved our preliminary 2023 budget and submitted the budget to the Foster County Auditor on August 10th. So sometime towards the end of August, residents are going to get their so-called preliminary tax estimate for 2000, what they would owe on their taxes come 2022 or December when the tax statements come out. And what we're ultimately looking at doing with the city's budget, we put in a budget, but we also have some margins that we're hoping to try to look at a so-called zero tax increase on the city's amount. But initially, when people get their statements, they're going to see probably a 3% increase in taxes. Now, that's assuming their property values all stay the same. But so September 20th, I believe, is when we have our public, and that'll be you and I'll meet before that, but we'll have our public hearing on the budget, and we hope to get it refined. But you can always reduce the budget, but you can't increase it. So we went in with our normal looking at a 3% with inflation, and we're hoping to try to reduce that some more with some of the fundings that we received. Then also finance and legal, just a reminder, anybody that has pet, Southwood Clinic, vet clinic closed here in Carrington due to lack of personnel. So we've kind of contracted or we got an agreement with the Sheridan Animal Hospital to come to Carrington on Wednesday, August 24th. And reminder that anyone that has a dog or a cat, you need to have those licenses renewed annually, and you need to make sure their immunization or their shots are up to date. So here's an opportunity to come over to the Armory, bring your pet, dog or cat, and make sure that their immunization records are current, and then purchase your license from the city. So we're encouraging people to take advantage of this event on August 24th, Wednesday. Then we can move into economic development. As our economic development director, Carly Griffith, resigned and took a teaching job at the school. So now what we've approved doing with the city is working with the Carrington Chamber and Economic Development and that board, which was all combined here in January, that we would let them handle the economic development activities of the city's 0.75% sales tax. Of course, city council has to approve all those expenditures. But so Lori Dietz has been appointed the director, and then a 9-member board will also work together on the city's portion plus the county's portion of any monies that we have for economic development. And then actually, we have an intern that started with us. Olivia Threadgold has started with us as an intern at the this the, she's at the chamber office with Lori, and we're excited about what Olivia has been doing for us. And a local gal still in high school here, and it's a great opportunity for the city and a good opportunity for Olivia to be in that environment. Then economic development, we were approved for a partners in planning grant of $22,500. So we're working with an engineering firm, AE2S, and they've already conducted some business surveys. So I'm sure several businesses have already completed the survey, but it's on a revitalization of Main Street. And we've had all kinds of discussion about Main Street. And so we were able to get another grant. We have to match the funds of $4,500. So we had $27,000 total going towards this study and to try to figure out what we can do in our downtown Main Street area to improve it and get some entrepreneurs on board to participate. So we're kind of excited about that one. And there'll be focus groups and lots of activity going on before we finally end up with a final action plan as to what we plan to do or what we can do there. Then you want to take a quick break?
Yep, we're talking this morning with Mayor Tom Erdman for the city of Carrington, and we're discussing the regular city council meeting from Monday, August 8th, earlier this week. Mayor, let's keep going with you got more on the committee reports, right?
Come to the airport, just so everyone knows, the airport's up for a revitalization of the runway. So they're going to come in and grind off all the asphalt and then put on a new layer of asphalt. And that Knife River construction, we had our first construction meeting earlier, and they will be here the end of August. So our airport's going to be shut down there for about 5-6 weeks. We're getting a whole new runway. I mean, unbelievable cost share. Our share of the cost is pretty minimal, and the FAA pays, or the feds pay for most of that. But it'll be an inconvenience for anybody that's flying in and out of here until we get that all up to date, and it'll be operational sometime in October again. Then we can move on to police. We received our handheld radios that we had ordered, and we're getting our new computers for the vehicles. And then we had a change in order. We had ordered a Tahoe here back probably in February, March, thinking we were going to get it here this fall, and then we find out that GM is not building any fleet vehicles. So we went turned around now and placed an order for a Chevy Silverado pickup, which we believe we're going to get that in December, and then we're going to sell the Charger. The Charger's been kind of a expensive vehicle to maintain, and it's, you know, all these vehicles get a lot of miles on them fairly quickly. So that's what we just approved there. And then, of course, we have two applications for our police chief, you know, after our tragic loss of our Chief Brandon Sola back on June 28th. So we're going to be interviewing a couple individuals for the chief of police position. And then also, I guess, since the last time you and I talked, we hired Chris Bittman. He was a former deputy out of Eddy County. And him and his wife just live right north of town here. So we're excited that we still have four full-time officers in place right now, and we're guaranteeing, you know, the 24/7 police protection. Then we can jump into Public Works. Of course, Public Works, Jason and his crew will be out painting all the crosswalks and all the areas for pedestrian crossings, especially for the kids going back to school here now towards the end of August. So you'll see some activity all over town with painting crosswalks and getting things kind of shaped up for kids to be moving back across the highway to school and back and forth. And then we also have an opening yet for a part-time water plant and a part-time public works. We had very few applicants to start with, but Jason informed me he's received another one here recently. So we're hoping we can fill that position and take a little pressure off the two guys that are at the water plant. They're having to work extra hours, and like anything, the more hours you work, you have a tendency to burn out a little bit. So we're hoping that we can fill that position. And also, we're working on, with Public Works, we're working on updating our storm drain, our junk, and our storage container ordinance. So I just encourage people to please, when you mow your lawn, don't blow the grass clippings into the street, and protect our storm sewer. We know when we get a big rain around Carrington that it causes street flooding, and if there's any issues with grass clippings, in fact, prior to the last rain, we had like two pickup loads of grass clippings that we cleaned up on the street, which could have conceivably caused some additional street flooding. So we're actually going to put an ordinance in place and start enforcing it, and I just ask people to, when you're out there mowing, make the first three passes, blow it back onto your property, and then you can maybe start blowing it towards the street as long as it doesn't get into the street. And when I become mayor 4 years ago, we just initiated a container ordinance, and of course we allowed people 4 years to get in compliance on having concrete under these containers and having them painted in a fashion that they don't look really bad. And I know 4 years goes by fairly quickly, but we will be in contact with any resident or commercial business that has storage containers that they adhere to this ordinance. So I guess I'm just asking people to be cognizant of our city. We like to have a nice, clean city, and the same with our junk ordinance. We're going to start enforcing that some more. We have a handful of residents that think they can drag all kinds of junk vehicles into our city and clutter their neighborhood, and I'm just saying, well, out of respect for our city and out of respect for your neighbor, please do not do that. I mean, you don't need to have three or four junk vehicles sitting in your yard with the hoods open and the motors out of them. And it's a violation of the ordinance, but it's more of a violation of personal rights to your neighbor. So I'm just encouraging people to be good neighbors, and we'll continue to, you know, be progressive city and continue to have the quality of life that's why we live here. So with that, Greg, I guess I'm done.
Okay, sounds good. We're talking this morning with Mayor Tom Erdman for the City of Carrington, and talking about the regular city council meeting from Monday, August 8th. This is Monday here. Okay, let's see, Mayor, next regular council meeting is September 12th, 7:30, right?
Yep, that's correct. And then, of course, the budget hearing will be on September 20th at 6:30. So, like I said, when people get your tax statements and you look at them, but our ultimate goal is yes, it's going to show an increase, but we want to see what that looks like, and then we're going to try to take some avenues of excess general fund money or something to try to offset that. So even though inflation's running rampant, we're trying to hold the line on these taxes. And of course, we can only do so much, but we're trying to do our due diligence and run our city properly and try to offer some relief to residents if we can.
Okay, sounds good. And then you'll have you on, let's see, Thursday, September 15th at 7:10 again. Would that be okay?
Yep, that'll be good, Greg.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks so much, Mayor, for joining us once a month and giving us information about the city council meeting. And have a great rest of your day. We'll check in again next month.
All right, thank you, Greg. Same to you. Have a good day.